Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
He saw you and he got angry.
Yeah, yeah. Justin Barsha, Paula, I didn't talk to you before Hangtown, but talked to Wygan, who told us you're not 100%, you're not where you want to be. So a little frustrating for a day for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, yeah. It's always frustrating when you're not, like, where you want to be. I wasn't able to do, like, anything before the start of the season. You know, like, I pulled out of Supercross early, tried to get healthy, and then, like, tried to start training, and my wrist still felt weird, and I didn't find anything, like, when I got x-rays and stuff, and then went back to it and found some stuff. So, nothing that really, like, my one wrist really just needs to heal, and my other wrist down the road is going to need surgery, but I can deal with that. Like, it's not that bad. My one that's just healing is annoying. So, yeah, I wasn't able to do the stuff I needed to do to get ready. And, it, you know, it's showing right now. I mean, yeah.
Does it hurt practicing during the week, or do you cut back on your practicing during the week?
Well, yeah, I haven't been able to do motos. Okay. So I've done four 430s. So, yeah, I haven't been able to do the long motos, but I feel like I'm getting close to, you know, where I can do that. And, yeah, and I missed out on a lot of testing, so but I do feel like we got a good setting right now, so that's a positive. But yeah, I just need to keep, you know, trucking along.
A guy like you is one motos, one nationals. No one goes by you. You're just like, I mean, look, Freddie rode great. Really, no, Freddie rode great, but God, you got to be just gritting your teeth.
Yeah, for sure. Like, see a couple guys that are, you know, I don't want anyone beat me, but see a couple guys that shouldn't be beating me. Like, yeah, it's frustrating, but you know, just got to grit the teeth. And they rode good today. Yep. I told Freddie, I was like, solid ride, dude. Like, more power to those guys. But yeah, I'm just in a spot right now where I gotta, you know, mentally stay strong, get through it, and you know, when I'm ready to turn on the juice, it'll be good.
I texted you, you never replied, so I'll ask this question now. Yeah, of course, I don't have your real phone. Yeah, I got your fake phone number.
Right.
I got your fake phone. Okay, so Supercross, packed it in early, like you said.
Yeah.
Frustrating, and you won Anaheim 1. So I just want to talk to you about that. Like, man, and it wasn't for lack of trying, and you were just pounding yourself into the ground, like, Jesus.
Yeah, I just, like, hit my head a lot, and, well, I had a freak crash at home in the middle of the season that took me out a few races and knocked myself out and hurt myself, so that sucked. Then I come back and just trying so hard and annihilating myself, so finally, after Nashville, like, jacked up my other wrist, and I was like, I need to try to get ready for outdoors because I know I'm going to be in a weird place if I keep doing this. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that either. So all in all, it was pretty shit. It coming out, winning the first race, and then, you know, being that guy that wins a race and doesn't do shit sucks.
No, it's still all right. People remember that Anaheim 1. If you want to race where you want it, it's Daytona or Anaheim 1.
Yeah, for sure. It was cool.
Okay, so what was going on with your gear today?
Yeah. So we teamed up with this guy in L.A. He's an artist. His Instagram's like Jimmy Paints, and he just does sick artwork. And, my buddy Jose at Alpine Stars put it together. He got the guy to, like, splash it with his paint, and it was pretty wild. But I think a lot of people dug it. Like, it's pretty cool. It's something different, you know?
I mean, I just think I'm too old.
You're too old, for sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm still into it right now, but, like, down the road, maybe I won't be.
Yeah, okay.
It's, like, a thing. But, like, I was supposed to be born in, like, the 70s, so that was my colorway. I should have had that back in the day.
That's a good point. All right, Paula, we're back here for the first time in, I don't know, 8 years or something. What'd you think?
I thought it was better 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When I was on the podium.
Yeah.
But all in all, I think they did a good job. It's just fast track.
Yep.
Yeah. With my conditioning, where I'm at, it wasn't a very fun day.
Yeah,
but all in all, I think it was okay.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job putting the track together. Got some wide lines out there. It was like practice day where the track starts making its own way. We were all over the place. The track was like four semis wide.
There was a corner in the back. I swear to God, it was 80 feet from the inside.
100%. It was like you're at Daytona, like, or Talladega or something, just like NASCAR.
Yeah.
So yeah, the track got wide, and we found some smooth lines in the second moto. But I'm just glad to, honestly, like, I'm the kind of guy that can be in this position and really try hard and throw it away and make things a lot worse. So I'm kind of trying to listen to my people and not set myself back even more than I am right now. So I think we'll come through this all right and get better as the season goes on.
It's tough for a guy like you to do that, but you need to do that. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Cool.